This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, my dear sisters and brothers. Inshallah, all of my Ortolo fans are doing well. Today I'm going to speak about another quality that Ortolo had that many people overlook. And this is a very, very, very important quality. It's just. He was just and he was fair to everyone. He made sure that everyone had their due rights from him. He gave time, for example, to his parents, his wife, his children, his mission, his friends, his community, and those who needed him. And subhanAllah, it's just something to really reflect on from his actions and how he lived his life. I want to share with you one of Islam's greatest and brightest symbols of justice. Okay, so Shuray al-Kadhi, the judge who narrated, he said, the Khalif Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu bought a horse from a Bedouin. He paid its price and then he rode off with it. However, after traveling a little distance, the Khalifa noticed that some kind of defect was in the horse. So he returned to the seller. He requested him to take it back since it was defective. The man refused. He told the Khalifa that the horse was perfectly healthy when it was sold to him. Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, told the man to choose a judge, and the man suggested Shuray ibn al-Harith al-Khindi, whom Umar radiallahu anhum accepted. Now, after the judge listened to the Bedouin's testimony, he turned to Umar radiallahu anhu and he said, was the horse normal and healthy when you bought it? Umar radiallahu anhu replied, yes, it was. Shuray then said, then keep what you bought or return it as you took it. Umar radiallahu anhu looked at Shuray in admiration, saying, thus justice should be. Statement distinguishes words and fair justice. I give you the position of the chief justice of Khufa in Iraq. So subhanAllah, this, my dear sisters and brothers, is Islamic justice. An ordinary Bedouin, he took the Khalifa to court, deciding which judge to go to. And the Khalifa accepted the judge's decision voluntarily. However, this leader was not any ordinary man, but the one whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, oh Allah, make Islam victorious by one of these two. And Umar was the one that was of the one of those two. So Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, did not threaten the Bedouin, nor did he misuse his power. Neither did he tell the Bedouin that he had exceeded his authority, nor that he would go back to him. No, Umar radiallahu anhu accepted the judge's decision with all modesty. So Umar radiallahu anhu admitted that the horse was healthy when he took it, and he accepted the judgment, making the case an everlasting example of Islamic justice. The judge's fairness made Umar radiallahu anhu appoint him as a judge of Khufa. He rewarded the judge for his justice and fairness and did not jail him for ruling against him, as some leaders may have done in the present so-called democracies. So now look at where we're living, whether it's the West, the East, wherever we are, subhanAllah, if the judge doesn't rule in favor of the president or the prime minister or the one who's in charge, what ends up happening with those judges? Either they get killed, they get jailed, they get thrown away, something or another. Why? Because they want whatever they say, their favor, to be the one that happens. And that's why a lot of these leaders pick their own judges when they become leaders, so that they can, you know, always favor them and, you know, vote in their way, subhanAllah. Now, if there's one word to define Islam, it would be justice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent messengers and prophets for this purpose, to guide the people and bring justice to the lands. The Quran says, and we sent aforetime our messengers with clear signs and sent down with them the book and the balance, that men may stand forth in justice. We see examples for this many times in Ortolo. He lived for justice and fairness to all people, because this is what Islam teaches us. You can see that with Ortolo, when he would help the needy, when he would help the Christians or anyone in need. Islam is all about making sure everyone is taken care of, and injustice and oppression is away from us, whether they're Muslim or not. Whether they're Muslim or not. SubhanAllah, this was one of the most difficult tasks to do back then and today, because of this justice and fairness. Because Ortolo wasn't after the money and the greed and the power and all that, he got, everyone was his enemy. They didn't like him because they were all one way and he was a different way. My dear sisters and brothers, unfortunately, justice starts with knowledge and then application. It's going to start with knowledge and application. We have to be fair at all times, even if it's against ourselves and our families. This is a must. Even if we're against ourselves or our families. I tell you this over and over and over. You know, if our children did something wrong, and I say this to my children all the time, I'm like, if you go and commit a crime and you do something that's wrong and I find out about it, I will take you to the police station. I will testify against you in court. I will make sure you get your time served because I did not raise you that way. So if you're going to do the wrong thing and I catch you and I'm aware, I will not stand there and go, oh, shh, everyone be quiet, don't say nothing. No, justice has to be served because that's the only way we will learn and grow. Now, the Quran contains revelations that spell out what's fair and unfair or right and wrong. The message of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaches us how to apply it. What we should do and what we should abstain from doing. How we should calculate it all. When we have understood it as what was taught to us by the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then we too can be like Urturu and we can make sure that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's rights are met first and foremost. And then after the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal are met, then it's our parents and our families and the rights of everyone else on us. Now, how many times was Urturul tested by Allah Azza wa Jal? How many times was he shot with arrows? Was he tortured or even close to being killed? Yet, he did not let that determine how he treated others. Even when he was in the most difficult of situations, he would help those who needed him more. Whether they're, again, they were Muslims or Christians. And they loved him for this quality, subhanAllah. Wherever he went, because of his justice and his fairness, they loved him. It's not hard, my dear sisters and brothers, to be just under normal situations. It's when we are tested with difficulty that we really show our true justice. However, we must remember that Islam commands us to be just, even in those situations where our emotions can take over us. The Quran teaches us to overcome the first impediment when we're dealing with our closest relatives or even ourselves. O you who believe, Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah number 4, Ayah 135, O you who believe, stand out firmly for justice as witnesses to Allah, even as against yourselves or your parents, your kin, whether it be against the rich or the poor, for Allah can best protect both. Follow not the lusts of your heart, lest you swerve, and if you distort justice or decline to do justice, verily Allah is well acquainted with all that you do. Allah is telling us in this ayat that we must be just at all times. We saw in Urturu how people were unjust when it came to their self-interest. Those hypocrites would do whatever to protect themselves while stepping on others and destroying them. Yet Urturu would expose them and give justice when it was needed. The justice demanded by Islam permits no favoritism. There is no favoritism in justice. In another ayat on justice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to not let our hatred for a person or a group swerve us from being unjust. Allah Azza wa Jal says, O you who believe, stand out firmly for Allah's witnesses to fair dealing, and let not the hatred of others to make you swerve to wrong and depart from justice. Be just. This is next to piety. And fear Allah, for Allah is well acquainted with all that you do. And this is in the Quran, Surah number 5, Ayah number 8. You see, in the past, we used to treat the enemy very unfair. We used to hurt them and be very cruel to them. Even today, this is true for many countries and governments. When Islam was sent down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it commanded the believers to remember that there were rules and regulations. Even though we may hate someone, we cannot be unjust to them. We have to follow the rules. And this is what Urturul was good at. Again and again, we witness this with his actions. In Islam, no one is above the law. Not the rich, or the famous, or those who have connections. The judges are independent from everyone and fair with their judgment. It doesn't matter if the president is taken to the court or a layman. Everyone is treated the same. Everyone needs to bring their evidence to the present. This is justice that the world needs today. In the Quran, in chapter number 4, ayah 58, Allah Azza wa Jal says, Verily Allah commands that you should render back the trust to those whom they are due to, and that you judge between men, and that you judge with justice. Verily how excellent is the teaching which He Allah gives you. Truly Allah is ever all hearer, all seer. My dear sisters and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created mankind to be a servant and to implement His way on earth. If we distance ourselves from this message, then we've distanced ourselves from Allah Azza wa Jal. I would like to end it with another story about justice. Ali ibn Abi Talib, rahmiyallah, radiyallahu anhu, he lost a shield that was dear to him and later found it in the hands of a non-Muslim citizen who was selling it to one of Kufa's markets. When he saw it, Ali, may Allah be pleased with him, said, "That is my shield. It fell off my camel on so-and-so night and such time." The man answered, "No, this is my shield in my hand." Ali radiyallahu anhu replied to him, "No, it's mine, and since I never sold it or gave it to anyone, it's still mine." The man agreed to let a judge decide, which Ali radiyallahu anhu accepted. They went to Shuraya, who asked Ali, may Allah be pleased with him, for his side of the story. Ali radiyallahu anhu said that the shield was his and that he had found it with the man, it had fallen off his camel, and that he never sold it or gave it to anyone. The judge then turned to the man and asked for his side of the story. The man said that he did not accuse Ali radiyallahu anhu of lying, but that the shield was his as it was in his hands. Shuray turned to Ali radiyallahu anhu saying, I believe you, but we need the testimony of two witnesses to back your story. Ali radiyallahu anhu said that there was his aide Kanbar and also his son Al-Hasan. Ali radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with them. And to which the man replied that the son could not testify for the benefit of his father. Ali radiyallahu anhu said, O Allah, a man who is promised paradise cannot act as a witness. Have you not heard what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said? That Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn, may Allah be pleased with them, were the masters of the youth of paradise. Shuray said, yes, I have, but a son cannot bear witness for his father. Then Ali radiyallahu anhu turned to the man and said, take the shield, as I have no other witnesses. The man, who was a non-Muslim, then said, O Ali, the shield is yours. What a great religion. I can sue Ali and get a judge to pass a decision for my benefit. I declare myself a Muslim. He told the judge that he was following the army and he had seen the shield fall down and he picked it up. Ali radiyallahu anhu then told him to keep the shield. On top of that, he also gave him a horse. Soon after, the man was seen under Ali's leadership fighting the Khawarij. May Allah make us amongst those who are just and fair to everyone. May Allah increase us in knowledge of the deen. Ameen, ameen, ameen. This was an example of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Sahaba radiyallahu anhu that came after them. And this was an example of Urtulul over and over, where he felt peace and he took a roadmap to live his life. So subhanAllah, the more knowledge of the deen we have, the more we can understand it, the more we can apply it in our lives, and the more we can, you know, be just and fair to everyone around us. When I say being just and fair, just hearing those words, people can say, okay, okay, okay. But in reality, when we hear these stories and when we understand it deeper, then subhanAllah, we can, inshallah, apply it in our lives and teach it to others. Jazakallah khairan with that being said, and inshallah ta'ala, I will see you guys soon with the next video talking all about bravery. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.